If you're looking for something better, if you're done wasting time, you can call me anytime. If you aim to find another, I'd rather be lonely any day. I'd rather be alone. I can only count the hours of the good times we had. Don't you tell me something different, something to change my mind. Tell me now, something really, really nice and kind. If you aim to find another, I could be your one and only. If you want me to stay, I'm better off alone.
Too slow. Young man with that hole on the tip. WMFO, Medford. Yeah, that was Aerosmith covering Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu for our friend Frank Iafola, who's definitely under the weather, flu-like symptoms.
A lot of people have it. Hey, what's that?
I don't know.
Was that me or you?
I don't know.
Huh.
What am I supposed to know?
No,
just because I'm
guess
running
not.
This thing? I don't know.
But yeah, so a lot of people have the flu right
now.
Yeah,
I hope you feel better, like Frank.
10% of people, or the flu shot, it only protects you from 10% of the flu this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got it, the flu shot, back in the fall, and I for the next week, and I didn't feel very well.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the flu. But there's been years where, you know, it just doesn't help.
Yeah, just it's not working well this year, and a lot of people are sick. But,
yeah.
You know, that song kind of grew on me. I totally forgot what that was from. That it was from Less Than Zero.
The Less Than Zero soundtrack.
Which I love that movie. It's, I don't know, 1986 or 5 or something like that.
Yeah. Listen, it's always nice to hear a cover, number one. It's always nice to hear Steven.
Yeah.
And you know, the band. It's nice. So, yeah, cool cover. Thanks, Frank. Hope you're feeling better. Before that was a band called Leopold and His Fiction from the Darling Destroyer CD that was Better Off Alone. Cool song. I mean, that's one of those that just, you know, it's very mellow, but near the end there, in the last quarter of the song, it just explodes. Love that. Ephemerals from last year's Eggtooth CD. Don't know why they chose that, but it's Eggtooth. That's called The Beginning. I really like that band. I always say they're very ethereal, because that's the best way I can think to...
It's a good word.
Their lead singer is just so passionate.
Yeah.
I just really like it a lot, and it went very well with Morphine, which was just before that, from the Good CD back in 2003. You Look Like Rain. You know, it's unmistakable with that baritone sax.
Yeah, I remember when we were at Suffolk way back when, mm-hmm. and we used to play Treat or Right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
who I saw, you probably saw them too.
I think I did. I think I saw them once. I don't remember where. But they were the precursor.
The Orson Welles, I think they had a residency there.
Oh, between Harvard and Central. Wow.
That's where I saw
them. Oh, boy. But yeah, it morphed, no pun intended, into Morphine.
Yeah.
And boy, do we miss him.
I'll tell you. Yeah. And new noise from our friends, the Cast Irons. Brand new music from them. It's on an EP of theirs called Tallulah's Broken Heart. Original music from those guys. And like I said, they're really getting noticed. They're going to be playing out in January. Go see them. They're called the Cast Irons.
Yeah, solid band, too. I mean, the musicianship in that, terrific.
Did you say salad or solid?
Salad. I've never said salad in my life, I don't think.
I'm a little hungry, so.
Yeah, I'm hungry, not
I
for salad.
I had a bowl of cereal today, that's all.
Well, hey, I'm proud
Why
of
did
you.
I do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I was busy trying to put this show together.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
it just
fine.
Went on and on and on.
I had a Celeste pizza for lunch. When was the last time you had a Celeste pizza? I felt like I was 12.
Why do you do that, Mr. Food?
Like five for $5.
By the way, do you want to talk about like food and reviews and stuff today?
Or? I can do that. Should we do it between sets? Are you doing the cold weather? Yeah, hooey. Are you doing cold weather or am I doing warm weather first? Of course, we have a set before that, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I was going to play a couple songs now. And why don't I play a couple songs?
Okay.
Maybe it'll be five, I don't know. And then you'll do your thing.
Couple of two or three, as they say in Boston.
All right. Excited to play this local band, McLovin's, who I've been playing a lot lately, just because they've got some new stuff out. I first found out about them when I was board hopping back in 2010, and they came in to play one night, and wow. They were like really young then, and they're just a great band.
Are they local?
They're local.
Because I heard them on a station outside of the Boston area, and it was great. And I was thinking, who are they? But I didn't know they're from this area.
They're really good. So they're just putting out, you know, a lot of quote-unquote singles. And this is one of them called Anxious. Brand new here, WMFO Medford.
I don't know that you listen to you. I will make my opinions clear and true. You could say, she could say, it's nowhere near clear. My emotions, we were too late.
WMFO Medford, 5:21 in the evening. Mike on the mic here, along with Mark on the mic. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Wow. Oh, talk about rocking out,
yeah,
huh?
I know. Al Pachulis has it going on, doesn't he?
So good.
Special guest featuring Al Pachulis there, our good friend. And Feel What I'm Feeling. Love that song, Al. I just can't get enough of that. I'm going to play it again. No, I can't. We don't have time.
I would have played it again. I wish we came in early so we could play it twice.
I know. I could do it again. All right, so let me tell you what we played quickly, and then Mark here is going to tell you some cool things about food and restaurants and industry news, and oh, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Okay, so we started off that set with, what did we start off with? God, I'm so confused. Was that a, oh yeah, McLovin's. Love McLovin's. Single from one of the many they've put out recently. That one's called Anxious. Then, Mark, that was your request for Ryan Adams from 2003's record Rock and Roll.
Which happens to be perhaps his worst album ever.
Uh-huh.
But there are some real gems in that. Like, rock, that song is great.
Burning Photographs?
Yeah. It's definitely, it's got that, the Replacements. It sounds a little like The Replacements. A little like R.E.M. or Big Star, so good stuff. But yeah, the rest of the album, yeah, whatever.
I like almost anything by Ryan Adams.
Oh, anyway. Sure.
And I like the fact that he's not Brian Adams.
Guess who the backup singer was in that?
I don't know.
Actually, there were two of them. Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, yeah?
From Green Day.
Uh-huh.
And Parker Posey, the actress.
Really?
From You've Got Mail and from Will and Grace and Boston Legal.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was, yeah, they had background vocals for that whole album.
Wonder how that came about.
I have no idea.
We have no time to keep chatting about this
stuff. No, we don't.
We don't. And then, I told you all about Al Pachulis and special guests. Hey, Mark, you're the founder and custodian and all-around good guy at Boston's Hidden Restaurants, hiddenboston.com. You have a blog, too, right, called
yep.
Boston Restaurant Talk. And you do a lot of writing for local and national.
Dig Boston. Mm-hmm. I'm doing some stuff for NBC and NECN.
Yep. Jordan Rich on BZ.
Jordan Rich, WBZ. Yep. If you're listening, Jordan, how are you doing? He knows Ron right now.
Yep.
He was in Israel a while ago. Sounded like a great trip. But
it's nice and warm
now.
There, man.
Any place. North Pole's warmer than here right now.
It is.
But did a lot of end of the year stuff over the past couple weeks. And I've done some stuff for my own website and Dig Boston and also for NBC, which that one's coming out pretty soon. And as far as some of it's mostly favorite restaurants and also some favorite dishes from restaurants and some names that come up for the end of the year, some favorite restaurants. Ashmont Grill in Dorchester, it could be my number one in the Boston area this year. It's just so good. It's comfort food and back patio and incredible takes on mac and cheese and wood-fired steaks. A couple other favorites are Ganko and Brookline, which they have ramen. You just can't believe how good it is. It's
otherworldly ramen. Right now. God,
oh,
that'd be nice
yeah.
Now, yeah.
And it's so cheap, too. And Jean's Chinese Flatbread Cafe, which is in Woburn. Really cheap eats and no atmosphere, and they have hand-pulled noodles with chili powder and chili oil and lots of garlic, and those three restaurants are just pretty much the top of the heap this year. A lot more, but we don't have time to get into them, so I want to do a few quick news stories. One is that bad news, Sunset Grill in Alston.
What a bummer.
They closed. You know, all nachos and yard beer glasses. And,
huge beer list.
Ugh. Oh, I love that place so much. And you know, I went there maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It's still great. But they just suddenly closed. I don't think they're going to reopen again. I think that's it.
It's a new ownership, right?
They changed ownership maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just, it didn't work out. So on the other end of the spectrum, the good news side, there's a market called Bow Market opening in Union Square in Somerville. And they have all these vendors coming in. It's going to be like Boston Public Market in a way, but it's also going to have a comedy club, a movie theater, a brewery, and there's going to be a restaurant in there that serve, it's called North South, and they're going to serve roast beef sandwiches and bar pizza. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds, North Shore, South Shore. And finally, that's about it. I mean, there's a bunch of other stories, but I don't think we have time to get into them. But those are two of the bigger stories. Oh, Lanes and Games officially was torn down the other day.
I saw it, yeah. So yeah. That's another bummer. You're always so good for bumming me out.
Oh, hey, you know, Debbie, just call me Debbie Downer. So that's about it for restaurants. By the way, my number one restaurant of the year anywhere in New England was Worthy Burger in South Royalton, Vermont, and we have to go on a trip there.
I'd love to do that.
Burgers, beers, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And you just go up there 2.5 hours, you eat and you drink and you head home. Just don't drink too much.
Day trip. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to come back with some stuff that I put together. It has to do with weather. It doesn't necessarily mean it's about being cold, but something about it has something to do with that. And I'll give you a hint, because I got to do a PSA before I do it. But you know what would be good today?
What?
Some goat's head soup.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right, as promised, from Goat's Head Soup, Must Be Rolling Stones. This one's called Winter to start it off. WMFO, Medford.
Cold winter, and the wind ain't been blowing. sometime I wanna wrap my cord around ya. Sometime I wanna buy a candle for ya. Sometime I wanna wrap my cord around ya, Lord. Sometime I wanna buy a candle for ya. Yes, I wanna keep ya. Yeah.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 5:52 in the evening. Mike on the mic and Mark on the mic here. How you doing, Mark?
Not bad. It's actually starting to get cold in the studio.
I know. Remember, we promised we couldn't talk much because we want to fit three more songs in. And one's a request.
I'm not talking.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yep. All right, so we just finished up that cold set with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from Into the Great Wide Open. That was Out in the Cold. Before that, Alice Cooper from the classic 75 record, Welcome to My Nightmare, Cold Ethel. The Dandy Warhols before that from 2000's 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia. That was Cool Scene. Bruce Coburn just before that. 2002 brought us Anything, Anytime, Anywhere. That was the coldest night of the year, and it certainly is. David Bowie from 1970's The Man Who Sold the World. She Shook Me Cold, and started off with The Stones from Goat's Head Soup. That was Winter. All right, so let's go on the other side of the warmth spectrum. Mark has a couple things to play. Gonna hurry up and do this, starting with Donovan Frankenreiter, and this is Free, right? WMFO, Medford.
Yes, I